Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, today and tomorrow, our reporter Maura Fay is going to be previewing the All-Ireland football final between Armagh and Galway at the weekend for us. Today, Maura reports from Armagh.
Armagh last appeared in an All-Ireland final in 2003 and claimed their only All-Ireland title in 2002. Following epic battles and penalty heartaches, the Orchard men are back in a final with hopes of taking Sam Maguire home. I visited St Michael's GAA club in Newtown, Hamilton, where 85 boys and girls are taking part in a summer cool camp. The club's development officer, Barra O'Murray, told me what the atmosphere has been like at the camp this week.
The atmosphere has been absolutely electric. It's this is St Michael's football club, St Michael's Gaelic football club in Newtown, Hamilton. Home to many great Gaels, one of which, Dennis Hollywood, is one of the coaches with St Michael. So you'll have seen up at the top of the road, you know, the club wishing Dennis and all the lads very best. The town's bedecked with bunting and flags. Every youngster was encouraged to wear their Armagh gear today. And, you know, it's just, nobody needs any motivation to get behind their county this week.
What does Gaelic football mean to a community like this?
It's everything. You know, it's this community in particular has traditionally been a divided community. It's suffered a lot down through the years in conflict times. And, you know, the joy of emerging from conflict with this new generation of children, the GAA has been the heart and soul of that, you know, rebirth of society in Newtown. You can see, you know, all the numbers at underage sessions down here are growing every year. The membership in Newtown has steadily grown over this past 20 years. There's an interest in Gaelic games in the town and right across the county that, you know, is a byproduct of peace times.
I spoke to some of the children and asked them how they were feeling about Armagh's prospects.
I'm Brian O'Rourke and I'm 12.
Brian, what's it like, Armagh, getting into an All-Ireland final?
Oh, it's class. I'm buzzing. The whole town's buzzing.
Do you think Armagh are going to beat Galway?
I'd say so.
By much?
2 points.
Do you have a favourite player on the Armagh team?
Barry McKimbridge. He had David Clifford in his back pocket the other day and he's going to Shade Walsh too.
I'm Caden McCreight and I'm 10.
How exciting is it that Armagh are in the All-Ireland final?
It's really exciting and I'm really looking forward to the game.
Do you think Armagh are going to win?
Yeah, I think they are.
Do you have a favourite player in the team?
Yeah, it's probably Greg McCabe because he just puts a lot of effort into playing for the team and all.
Senan McCowie, I'm 13.
Senan, what's it been like this week, Armagh getting into an All-Ireland final?
Oh, it's just complete madness. We're painting the van at home, orange and white, stickers, Croker Express, Armagh for Sam 24, just been mad.
Who's your favourite player on the Armagh team?
Soupy. Soupy Campbell.
Liam McCarry is a school sports coach with Armagh. He told me about his family's long connection with the GAA.
Well, it goes back more to probably 1953 when my own father, Bill McCarry, played. And infamously, he was known as the man who missed the penalty kick. And unfortunately, it stayed with him until the poor man passed away. But he was a proud Armagh man and he was very proud of the team today playing against Galway in the All-Ireland final in a week's time.
And you coached the current Armagh coach at underage.
Yeah, I was very privileged to be involved with Kieran at the minor level in 1989. And we got the Ulster final against Derry, a very formidable Derry team who went on to win the All-Ireland. But Kieran, even in those days, came across as a huge competitor and a born leader. And I've no doubt that he'll lead this Armagh team to All-Ireland success next week.
Was he always intense, even as a minor?
Hugely intense, and he was always driving the rest of the players on. He was a born leader, but so competitive in every way, and it was just a privilege to work with him because he's the type of guy that anybody would want on their team.
Do you claim now that you taught him everything he knows?
I wouldn't say everything, but I'd say probably 95%. But he was a real character, and even behind that persona that people see as Kieran Never Smiles, he's just a lovely person, but he's really, really focused on everything that he does.
Down the road in Forkhill, I caught up with Fintan Burns, who's a GAA coach and the father of Armagh defender Paddy Burns. I asked him if he'd be watching the games through the eyes of a coach or as a father.
Definitely as a father, eyes half closed. And first of all, hoping that he doesn't make a mistake and that he's on the front foot all the time. And I guess that's the father bit. But if we settle in well to the game, hopefully you'll be able to look at it as a coach then and look at the patterns, etc. But normally when Armagh is playing, it's a father.
You'll be going to the game, obviously, but your wife doesn't go to the games. Tell me about that.
Yeah, she's far, far too nervous, so she'd be pulling at me and she'd be outside the ground most of the time anyway, so she'd be a waste of a good ticket, a good seat. So she sits at home saying the rosary, and I'd say she gets a full four rosaries in before the game's out, and that's the way it's always been. Even when he played minor, she sat at home, so yeah, we're used to that now. That's the way it is.
This is the first time Armagh has been to a final in 23 years. What do you think is special about this team?
Well, the word resilience has been bandied about a lot, but that's what it is. I mean, they've been through the mill because they've been very, very consistent, winning games all the time, but you know, losing penalty competitions through pure bad luck. But, I mean, Kieran McGeeley's an amazing coach. He had a long-term plan, you can see that, and he believed in them, and those blips, etc., and maybe not winning games because of technicalities, it didn't put him off. He stayed on the course, I suppose, so to speak. He believed in the lads, and they are where they are now. But when he took a lot of those young lads on, they needed conditioned, they needed battle-hardened, and he was looking at it long-term and not short-term, and that's where we are. That's why we are where we are now.
Damien McCullough from Carrickcruppen has become a local legend for wearing an orange Tigger costume to Armagh games. I asked him how he first started dressing up for matches.
When it started in 2001, Armagh over 40s were in Toronto, so that's where I bought the suit, in the Eaton Centre in Toronto. Cost me $75 plus tax. Took it home, and then Arwen's made me take it out for the 2002 final. Took it out and wore it, and then the crack started, so every other match just used it for all the championship matches. Last time I was at the Hot Ireland was when Tyrone beat us, 2003. It was a bad day. And anyway, and then listen, the Tigger went out, but people just loved to see him, you know.
Yeah.
So the crack was good, and then I grew out of it. So last year we got the Ulster final, people started, what about Tigger? I goes, Tigger's dead. And then this year, what about Tigger? I goes, definitely Tigger's dead. So then, listen, last week we got the All-Ireland final and the place went just mad. So I'm sitting there and people are sitting in Croke Park, and then people's on to me. So I'm going, hey, listen, no. So then we get home anyway, and the daughter says, Dad, why don't we raise some money from charities? I goes, well, for Tigger, she says, aye, right. I goes, okay, so what we'll do is we'll go for Sister Concilio's, because I have a wee soft spot for an addiction centre in Uri's there 40 years, and listen, everybody has problems, so do great work there. And then, of course, Care for Caelan, the wee lad from Cross McGlen. And then the daughter put it up, a GoFundMe page on the Monday morning, and then it just went mad. So I have already been asked to go to several places this week, and my wife says, you're not wise. So I'm not even going to tell you what age I am, but let's put it like this. I can get in the bus and go anywhere in Ireland for free.
Finally, I spoke to former Armagh goalkeeper Benny Tierney, who was part of the All-Ireland winning squad in 2002. I asked him what the week in the lead-up to an All-Ireland final is like for players.
Well, unlike what the fans and the spectators are going through, it's a totally different environment. I can remember we were cocooned away from all the crack and all the excitement and all the pomp and ceremonies going on, and all, like, I've just passed our village there and they're painting the curbs in the rain, like, you know what I mean? And there's massive excitement, and we were sort of, as I said, cocooned away from that and tried to be kept as normal as possible, but nobody contacting you, no phone calls allowed. I worked in a primary school at the time, and it was very hard when you're working in a class and a school of 200 or 300 plus children who only wanted to talk about the football and you were supposed to not be talking about. But it was great for me. I think it was perfect for me as a teacher, because I got to feel some of the excitement of the children. But there's nothing else being talked about now, man. That's basically it. The world has stopped. It stopped on its axis. It's not turning anymore, and it won't stop turning until next Sunday at about 5 o'clock, when hopefully Armagh will be heading up towards the Carrickdale Hotel with the Sam Maguire in the bus.
You mentioned the Armagh fans there. Do you think they'll be the 16th player on the day?
Well, Jack O'Connor didn't miss and hit the wall when he said that, you know, when the game came down to the metal point, last Saturday that the Armagh fans could be heard, and that's probably because they outweighed the Kerry fans by about 7-1. We had 45,000 supporters last week in Croke Park, and you know, when you think that the next game, Galway and Donegal, was nearly a full house with 60,000, you can see what the depth of feeling and the fanaticism of Armagh support. And it's always been like that, you know, even in the low days when Armagh weren't going well, we'd be turning up on Division 3, Division 4 National League matches, and we'd have more support than the home team. So that's always been there. And I suppose it's part of our history now with Armagh support. And Geisha will know that come 15, 10 minutes to go in the game next Sunday, that if we're anywhere near it, he'll be here in the 16th man. There's no doubt about that.
Did you hear young Brian there with his... He had David Clifford in his back pocket. I think we can tell RTE Sport to call a halt to the search for the next generation of pundits. That was Maura Fay in St Michael's GA Club in Newton Hamilton. Tomorrow, Maura is going to be reporting from Galway. Some news just breaking while you were listening to that report. Brian O'Donovan, RTE's work and technology correspondent, is reporting that members of the Irish Airline Pilots Association, IALPA, have voted overwhelmingly in favour of accepting Labour court proposals aimed at resolving their long-running pay dispute with Aer Lingus. Hopefully we're going to be talking to one of the pilots after this.
Text 51551 today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.